This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A spokesman for the family of George H.W. Bush tweeting a short time ago, mission complete, hashtag remembering 41. Spokesman Jim McGrath also posting a photo of the flag-draped casket for the former president who died on Friday. Today, a plane that often serves as Air Force One will carry the late president's body from Texas to Washington, where he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. Hanukkah's begun, and the National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting Ceremony was held in Washington, D.C. last night, where Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spoke.
On behalf of the President and the Vice President, I wish you Happy Hanukkah. May God bless America. May God bless the Jewish people throughout the world.
The 8 days of Hanukkah began at sundown last evening, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
One child is dead, at least 40 others injured after a bus crash in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team early today. Police say the bus left the road and overturned shortly after 2:30 local time on a ramp from Interstate 30. The kids on the bus were aged 7 to 12, along with four coaches. Things in Alaska are beginning to return to normal after the powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. The mayor of Anchorage says progress has been made because of teamwork. Illinois may have to wait a few more days to know exactly how much damage the weekend storms left behind there. Teams from the state and the National Weather Service surveyed the damage from Saturday's tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, which cut across most of central Illinois. As of now, the worst of it looks to have been in Taylorville, where at least one tornado damaged about 100 homes and injured 20 people. Nobody was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2018 Kennedy Center honors last evening in Washington included multiple tributes to former President George H.W. Bush, who again died Friday at the age of 94. Among the honorees at the Kennedy Center Awards this year, singer, actress Cher. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg saying of her,
"How do you define that identity with a career as varied and successful as hers? She's been a teenage pop star, a TV variety show host, a model, a rock star, a pop star, a disco diva, Broadway actress, activist, and the epitome of movie star. She's been all of that."
Other honorees included pianist Philip Glass, country singer Reba McEntire, and jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. Meanwhile, a legendary TV sitcom actor's passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Chris Farrell joins us now, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. It's great to be with you.
Well, great to have you here. Lots happening. Judicial Watch, thank God for Judicial Watch. My hat's off to you. Congratulations for all the hard work the team has been doing on behalf of we the people to hold them honest. What's the latest on the Mueller probe right now?
Well, it needs to be shut down, I think, is the most important thing. Enough's enough. Game's over. They're now arguing over really super incidental minor things that have absolutely nothing to do with the actual Trump campaign itself. They're resurrecting arguments about Mr. Manafort and his, you know, various criminality years and years before ever being associated with the campaign. I believe it's in its sort of death throes, but I sure wish they would get over with it and write the report and be done.
Well, as you say, I mean, George Papadopoulos, I mean, of all people, you find out, I mean, all this stuff is incidental. Mike Flynn, FBI agent said he didn't count it as a lie. Suddenly, on a technicality, there's a penalty flag on the field. Mike Flynn is bankrupt, and his life turned upside down. And now we've got Jerome Corsi, who supposedly has some sort of connection with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. But, you know, I find it quite interesting, and what I'm hearing, Chris, from my end, is people are going, wait a minute, we're hearing so much about the tentacles to the Republican Party, but, I mean, there's obvious tentacles into the Democratic Party, whether we're talking about Hillary's emails, Uma Abedin's laptop that her husband, her then-husband gets his hands on, and it's got, you know, secured information on the DNC, the penetration of information, the downloading of massive amounts of information out of the DNC. And, of course, let's overlook the connection that the Podesta brothers had with Russia. I mean, you really have to suspend reality here, don't you?
It's willful blindness. If you really want to glom onto this Russian collusion hysteria, if that's your favorite topic, you really, 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 really believe the Russians did horrible things to us, well, start looking. Your starting point is Hillary Clinton, the money's there, the contacts are there, the conduct and behavior is there, the business connections are there. I mean, you can walk it even further back to Uranium One. I mean, all of the web goes in one direction, and the side of the equation that keeps trying to be worked is, you know, trying frantically to create or find some sort of link to President Trump, and it's non-existent. It's a joke.
Well, it amazes me, Chris, how they're stepping over really criminal acts to go after President Trump. Like a conversation I was having the other day with a friend, and I said, where was the original crime that should have been the president or the precedent to to having a predicate is what I meant for having the what was the predicate for having the the special investigation, and of course the eyes turn glassy and you get the deer in the headlights look because there was no crime to ignite this, but this was all orchestrated by James Comey on his way out. Which is amazing to me. He breaks the law by giving information to a professor in order to get a special prosecutor in play. And right. Somehow and that's okay.
And then taking it a step further into the world of absurdity, then Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general who had crafted the document that supported Comey being fired, he's the one, as a fact witness, who then goes on to appoint Mueller and supervise his activities. Which, I mean, talk about disqualification and conflict. And if you wrote this as a novel, for summertime beach reading,
right.
people would throw it down in the sand and, go jump in the ocean for a while. They couldn't even bother to read it because it's so weird,
yeah.
So inconsistent, and so really ridiculous.
Yeah, and speaking of Mueller, what were we talking, a week or two before his appointment as special counsel, he's meeting with the president begging for the FBI job, right?
Correct. So, I mean, this is just, it is probably one of the gravest abuses of both our law enforcement and intelligence services, whether we're speaking about the FBI, wiretapping efforts by NSA and others. It's probably one of the greatest abuses of those two systems in our country's history, and it's all for the purpose of steering the outcome of an election.
Mm-hmm.
And when they couldn't steer the outcome of the election, then they decided to go after the actual administration and undermine it.
Kind of ironic, because this is the very thing that Hillary Clinton had warned, that was saying that Donald Trump was going to come after her like some sort of third world country despot who attacks their political enemies. And I thought that was quite rich, considering what the Democrats had done under the previous administration in weaponizing the IRS with Lois Lerner, the EPA. I mean, let's go down all the three letter agencies and how they've become weaponized. And they were used to do the Democrat Party's bidding.
Look, the left is always famous for what I refer to as projection.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that they're accusing you of, some horrific, horrible thing, it's actually what they're doing.
Right.
You have no involvement in whatever this fairy tale or this conspiracy theory is that they're dreaming up. But they project it onto you as a defensive mechanism to kind of either distract or dissuade you from really examining what they're up to. And that's a great irony.
And that's a good point. I mean, for you as, being the director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch, I mean, you're watching all these signals. I mean, they're indicating. I call them as self, in a sense, self-indictments. I mean, they actually come out and admit something without, I don't know if they do it by accident or on purpose, whether it's James Comey saying, oh, yeah, I did. I turned over that information to a professor, or Hillary Clinton, talking about Bleach bidding her email information and, 30,000 emails still missing. I still think at some point somebody's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat here, because some people have those. And, what concerns me, Chris, is as broad of reach of these emails and who had hands on it. I mean, including this guy, Imran, who was, heading the DNC, was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, IT guy, along with 42 other congressmen that he had. They're all Democrats. I mean, God only knows what kind of information went out into the ether here.
Yeah, I mean, the Awan brothers scandal, Imran Awan is the head guy, but You know, that is one of the, another great travesty of justice where, you know, what I believed was at some point the FBI probably had recruited them as assets to work against the Pakistani intelligence service. But that was thin cover for them to conduct all sorts of other criminality, and, you know, the FBI didn't want to be embarrassed by the fact that they had been involved with this guy and been in contact with him and tasking him and perhaps even paying him.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Chris Farrell after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chris Farrell continues with us, Director of Investigations, Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, as we were talking about this whole scandal, it should have been an incredible scandal, but once again, the DNC, the Democratic Party, and all the apparatchiks get cover by the mainstream media, and this guy gets away with basically a hand slap, which is unbelievable when you are understanding of all that, you know, as you say, the Imran brothers, the family, you know, what they were involved with.
And you have to also take into account the obstructionist mentality and tactics of the Democratic leadership, who did everything they could to thwart the House Inspector General and to really impose a lot of sort of pressure or influence when it came to not being forthcoming and thorough in the Inspector General's investigation with respect to how the server was handled, who had access to it. And even Debbie Wasserman Schultz was sitting around for, you know, months after everybody else had cut loose the Imran Awan, the main leader of the Awan Brothers operation. Everybody else had canceled the contracts and cut them loose. Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept them on the payroll practically up to the point where he tried to flee the country and was arrested.
Exactly. And this is, you know, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is the DNC. Of course, they've been spoiled. They've gotten away with murder, as you say. Here it is, you know, everybody involved with Hillary Clinton, the email investigation. They get, you know, special exemption, get out of jail cards. Anybody associated with Trump, you know, they're being indicted and going to jail. I mean, where's the fairness in all this?
The disparity of treatment between sort of the anointed ones, right, the special category of Clintonistas, they are given you know, deference and passes, and they are super, super accommodating to whatever it is that they're, whatever malfeasance that they're up to. Yet somehow, you know, when the lens is flipped around the other way, you know, you could have a deputy assistant something for President Trump who would, you know, get a jaywalking ticket. I mean, the level of scrutiny and enforcement is so disproportionately out of whack between the gangsterism of the Clinton crowd versus the trumped up, I don't mean that as a pun, but really right. The trumped up charges on Trump related people. It's a grave disparity of treatment.
Well, Chris, what do you make of the federal court ordering Hillary Clinton to answer additional email questions under oath? What's that telling
finally,
us?
Finally. Yes. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I mean, look, we're the only people, and folks should pause and think about this. Not even the FBI. We're the only people to get Hillary Clinton under oath about her email server. Mm-hmm. The only. Mm-hmm. And she had written, she had answered under oath written interrogatories or questions that we had posed to her before. And they were woefully inadequate in their response. And so we had gone back to the court and said, look, we really need straight up legitimate answers to some of the questions. And so she is going to be compelled to answer additional questions from us under oath in writing, but they're quite important, and it really has to do with the establishment of her server and how it was done, you know, the decision to create it, the date it was done, who did it, how it was set up, and when it became operational. These are basic facts, basic details that she needs to answer. Mm-hmm. And she's dodged it so far, but not now. She's going to be under oath, and frankly, I'm quite proud of the fact that we're the only people in the country to ever get her under oath.
Yeah, when you think, you know, the FBI, could the FBI do that? They didn't do it. They should have done it.
They punted. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely amazing. But again, as you said, the Clintonistas have their own form of government. They're considered the ruling elite, I guess. So there's special treatment for them. And then there's the rest of us minions, I guess, that are supposed to adhere to the rule of law and be prepared to pay the full benefit of any, you know, any infraction whatsoever. And when I say full, it's almost like it's not F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L, because you feel rather, you know, duped and fooled into all this stuff because of the double standard that continues to exist in our country. But it is this double standard, Chris, that is dividing us, that has us at each other's throats, because, you know, we can't get a straight answer from the queen of plausible deniability. We don't know what the, you know, you're sitting there going, wait a minute, this looks like a duck, it walks like a duck. I mean, I don't know how much more of a duck you need to see here, but you can't really, you know, pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, with her, because we don't have her, you know, we don't have things nailed down. And up to now, it doesn't seem like the intelligence community or, you know, the FBI or CIA is concerned about anything that involves Hillary, whether it's this or, of course, you know, our favorite topic between you and me is Benghazi.
Sure. And look, here's the other thing. There's many, many people out there in the country with friends and family members who are involved in either law enforcement, the military, the intelligence services, people who have routine access to classified information. Perhaps they're even government contractors working on various projects. And each and every one of them, and frankly their inner circle, their family and friends, they all know what would happen to them if they had engaged in the sort of conduct and behavior, the security violations, the mishandling of defense information. They know what would happen to them when it came to, you know, their job, their family, their income, if they engaged in the same sort of conduct as Hillary. And because they know what would happen to them, when they see how she was treated and this past that was done, it sticks in their craw, and it won't go away. They want an answer. They want resolution.
Exactly. You know, I've likened it to, you know, when your kid has taken the cookie out of the cookie jar, and they have crumbs on their face, and they said, nope, I didn't touch it. I didn't even get close to it. You know they're lying, and it's just like, you know, it keeps you up at night because it's not a settled issue. And
yeah,
because it's
so insulting, frankly. Yeah, when someone lies like that, they're basically telling you that they think you're a moron, and that's why it's so insulting. Yeah.
Right. Well, I understand that Judicial Watch has had to file a lawsuit, again, regarding the maintenance of text messages as federal records and four records of the audit of communications of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, because the FBI refuses to release them.
Yeah, this is more insanity. McCabe obviously is beyond being up to his neck. He's up to his eyeballs in hot water for his various conflicts and misconduct and leaking and everything else. And the FBI, I mean, when you apply the same rules to them that they would have applied to everybody else, they're very cute, and they try to dodge accountability or responsibility when it comes to the maintenance and production of their own record communications.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we get put in these positions where we've got to sue them to really call the attention to the court to compel them to produce the records that you and I are owed. And not, it's not a mother may I. They're owed to us.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, you know, the arrogance that runs so deep. I keep seeing the face of John Koskinen when he was being, you know, grilled by Congress, asking him some basic questions about, you know, the IRS and why he couldn't turn or why he refused to turn over information and all these false promises and stuff like that. I mean, there was just blatant arrogance. Hillary Clinton, you know, there in that famous green outfit, you know, what difference does it make anyway? I mean, that is just incredible arrogance. I think it speaks volumes about the elites that we've allowed to run amok in our government, Chris.
You are correct, because, look, like I said before, these are the sort of self-anointed, you know, some of us are more equal than others, right? That's their mentality, and they've become very used to a privileged existence where they're not really held to account, and they're used to a separate set of rules and behaviors on their part. And frankly, that's why I love what we do at Judicial Watch, because we get the documentation, we get the records, we make them all public, we educate and inform the public about what the government is really doing.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have the facts, once you have the documentation and the facts, you're armed in the sense of having knowledge and ability to go out and communicate with your elected leaders and tell them, look, I've seen the records, I've seen the reporting, this is nonsense.
Well, that's great. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris. All the best to you.
This report is brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. It's no surprise that the holiday season is retailers' most lucrative time. Holiday shoppers are constantly scouring brick-and-mortar stores, major retailers, and e-commerce sites to find the best deals possible. But what are our purchases revealing about our shopping habits and patterns? For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey has monitored consumer behavior and preferences to analyze the what, why, and how surrounding our shopping methods. Catherine Bruce, Manager, Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated, discusses holiday shopping and how consumers plan to spend this holiday season.
From Black Friday and Cyber Monday to the rush right before Christmas, today consumers have more options to buy what they need and still stay on their budget. With the option of layaway, ship to store, and social media opportunities, we're seeing a change in consumer habits and high-cost items becoming more accessible.
For more information, visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A spokesman for the family of George H.W. Bush tweeting a short time ago, mission complete, hashtag remembering 41. Spokesman Jim McGrath also posting a photo of the flag-draped casket for the former president who died on Friday. Today, a plane that often serves as Air Force One will carry the late president's body from Texas to Washington, where he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. Hanukkah's begun, and the National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting Ceremony was held in Washington, D.C. last night, where Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spoke.
On behalf of the President and the Vice President, I wish you Happy Hanukkah. May God bless America. May God bless the Jewish people throughout the world.
The 8 days of Hanukkah began at sundown last evening, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got our lifestyle expert back with us to talk about how to turn your treasures into cash right within your community. It couldn't be a better time of the year. You know, it's that most wonderful time of the year. But the holiday shopping season can be quite expensive, from finding the perfect presents for family and friends to setting the perfect holiday dinner table, right? Well, according to the National Retail Federation, they're saying that consumers are going to be spending a whopping $1,007.24 during the holiday season this year. Now, you know, this is no small potatoes, we say. But did you know that you can find deals in your own neighborhood via Facebook Marketplace? Well, Robin Marino is with us, and she's going to clue us in on how to find unique gifts for everyone on your shopping list right in your own backyard. She's even going to discuss how to not only save money by shopping on Marketplace, but how to earn extra income for the holidays by selling items you no longer need. You know, you might have $500 sitting there in your living room, not just under the couch or in the cushions and that. You know what I'm talking about? So let's bring Robin Marino, the editorial director of Latina Media Ventures. She's a lifestyle expert, as I said, an Emmy-nominated TV host, author, and blogger. Robin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. So I do love this time of year, I have to tell you, because I love to shop.
Yeah, I do too. I got to tell you, I'm going to be missing New York this year. This is the first time in a while that we haven't. I love New York, and I love New York, especially at Christmas time, right?
It's beautiful. You know, it's so funny because the city can be crazy, but it's just so special this time of year, just all of the lights and all of the trees, and I don't know, it just really brightens up everything. Everyone's in a good mood, or maybe you're more in a good mood, so if someone's sort of in a rush, you're like, all right, that's fine.
Except, no, except when you go to some of those delis where they're trying to move people out really quick, and you want to sit there and think, oh, let me think, do I want a crumpet, or do I want this, or what?
Well, New York is New York. It's not going to change just because it has a lot of lights on it.
Exactly.
But it's really special, from all of the ice skating rinks to all of the lights and, you know, Rockefeller Center. You can go see the Nutcracker. It's just gorgeous. And almost every part of the city is just beautiful.
Well, I got to tell you, one of my favorite stories about New York was they taught me what regular coffee was all about. Because I was, you know, they intimidate you. It's like, hurry up, you know, get through the line. What do you want? You know, I'd like a cup of coffee. Is that regular? Yeah, regular's fine. I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking high octane or low octane, you know, kind of deal. No, regular's cream and sugar.
Yes. I had to tell them. I had to learn finally, because if I didn't say anything, I would just get it with tons of cream and sugar, and I actually like my coffee black.
Yes,
me
too.
I was like, oh, okay, I get it. They're like in a hurry. They have them pre-made, I think. They're just like, here you go.
Oh, they're heavy-handed, I'll tell you. They don't let them in the bars to pour wine or anything like that, so they get heavy-handed on the cream and sugar. Hey, look, we got to get on to Facebook Marketplace this holiday season. Tell us how we can use it.
Okay, so I don't know if everyone actually knows what Marketplace is. So it's a feature on Facebook, and it's safe to say that I think almost everyone has access to Facebook. So it's a really great feature called Marketplace. And basically, it's a place on Facebook where you can discover, you can buy, and you can sell items locally, and that's really awesome. So, for instance, you were talking about in your intro how to buy people really unique gifts. Like, I love giving really just, you know, things that sort of show that you actually had a little bit of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you can totally buy things locally from artisans and also save money as well. So, for instance, I have two little girls, and they gave me their Christmas list, which is 2 pages long. They were, you know, they were not shy about it. But on top of their list was actually a dollhouse. And so the dollhouse they wanted, I found it, you know, on a store and online, retailing for about $80.
Mm-hmm.
I found the same exact dollhouse for $30, and it's in wonderful shape. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know that.
Yes.
There's just so many things that we have in our house that we can just sell, and you can sell them easily. It's super easy to use.
Well, and that's something that we need to be aware of. As you say, there are things there that, you know, kind of been sitting around gaining dust, and you go, hey, why do I need to do that? You know, they just wipe it clean, put it on the marketplace, and shazam, you got some extra money, and we're spending $1,000 this Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this helps, huh?
Well, exactly. And so, for instance, it's very easy to use. So all you need to do is, for instance, say that you want to sell something, and I'll tell you what some of the popular items are that Facebook mm-hmm. posted, so we know what people are in the market for right now. Because it's the holidays, people are looking for holiday decor, which makes sense, or looking for wreaths or trees or outdoor lights. I'm totally in the market for all of that because I haven't decorated my house. Entertaining items, but also, you know, toys, seasonal clothing, a lot of electronics. You know, they have a lot of even retro gaming if you're like a retro gamer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. So those are the things. So if you happen to have tons of extra decor, if you happen to have a beautiful coat that you just didn't quite wear, but it's in great shape, super easy to use. All you need to do is just, you know, pick the item that you want to sell, and then just take really good pictures of it. What I recommend is that people take pictures against a white wall, so there's nothing distracting.
Right.
Take different angles, that way people can see it. Imagine all the questions someone's going to ask you, like, is it lined? You know, does it work? Is it in the box? And so often the more pictures or the better description you have, then you'll kind of answer people's questions. And then you just post it, and it's just super easy. You could just list a price that you think makes sense. You could change it later if you want. But the local aspect to me is by far the best part for me for Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly. Well, it makes it that much more convenient for you as well. Now, do we need to use a computer, or can we do it on our cell phones?
Yeah, actually, it's really anywhere that you can access Facebook. So, for instance, if you do it on your phone, then just look for the icon. It's usually, and for me, it's in the bottom, and there's just a bunch of little icons. It's the Marketplace icon. But if you use a computer, you could just access easily by going to Facebook.com /marketplace, and then right away you're going to be able to access it. What I do is then I put, there's like a radius where you can put your zip code, and you can just get items within a radius. There's also a map, so you can go from, like mine's set at 40 miles, and that's about as far as I'm willing to drive for something.
Right.
But you could put it for 10 miles, you could put it for like 60 miles, depending, and then it's going to bring up everything that's for sale. There's also different categories, so then you can just go even further, do another filter, say, you know what, I'm looking for tools. Like, honestly, I'm looking for tools for my husband, because he's like a pretend handyman, and he always wants to, you know, have
He's a pretend handyman. I love this. He's the one that, Robin, how did that hole in the wall get there? And he's got the hammer in his hand, right?
Yeah, exactly. But he loves tools. He loves, like, vintage, all kinds of stuff. He thinks he's a woodworker. So I could just, you know, really just look for that category, and then everything's going to come up, and I can see what it is. I can see it clearly. I can see what the buyer is. And a lot of times, because everyone that sells, they have a Facebook profile, you know, it might not be rare that you might actually know the person, or, you know, it's a friend of a friend. So it's just great all around.
Isn't that cool? Hey, so just bring cookies when you go to buy it. Everybody's happy here.
I mean, exactly. Come on, bring me cookies. I'll give you $10 off. I'm just saying.
That's right. Why not? Robin Marino is with us. She's the editorial director of Latina Media Ventures, the largest media property aimed at acculturated Latinas in the U.S. She's also a well-known lifestyle expert, Emmy-nominated TV host, author, and blogger at robinmarino.com. You're a busy lady.
Yeah, I know. Keep talking. I was like, Bill, just keep going. That sounds wonderful.
I love bragging on you. This is great. And on top of that, you're managing two girls that... that are very ambitious, and a husband who's ambitious that is a would-be handyman. You know, maybe next time around, that's what he'll do. You know,
just go around.
Have hammer, will travel, as they say.
Exactly. But I have to tell you, my family by far is my favorite. That's my favorite job. That's my favorite role. And, you know, and that's why I just love the holidays. And so, you know what? I do want to... You know, you want to indulge your kids, right? Like, in a very healthy way. So, you know, granted, they have, like, the two pages, because they're really little. They're only 4 and 6. So some of the things are like, rainbow stickers, coloring books. But I want to be able to indulge them. And so, you know, when I shop on Marketplace, I could afford to. I could afford to look around. I could, you know, I just moved into a new house, Bill, and so I haven't decorated it. And, you know, there's a little pressure for me to look for, like, outdoor decor. And I don't know if you're, like, a huge house decorator. I'm just sort of new to this game. We just bought a house last year. So, you know, this is exactly what I'm going to use Marketplace for, because I'm going to buy the inflatable Santas, and I'm going to be able to buy all this stuff that, you know, that people have in their homes extra. It's going to be much more affordable. And then it just, I don't know, it just brightens up my season.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, I'm like you. I can appreciate people who have the gift of decorating. I mean, it is wonderful what they're able to do, the eyes, the thing. I mean, what drives me nuts, Robin, help me out. Maybe one day you can help me. You know, when they show you that 1-inch square piece of fabric and say, hey, that's your wallpaper. I can't figure that out. I may have to go to school to figure that one. I'm right with you on that. Robin, we got to wrap it up, so tell everybody where they can go for more information, okay?
Yep, just go to facebook.com/marketplace for tons of information. They have everything that you need. So happy holidays and happy shopping. It was great talking to you, Bill.
You got it. Merry Christmas. Robin Marino on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robin.
Of course.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid and Walgreens.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We just got all kinds of music, you know, because it's the holidays and we got to get all primed up for it. So, you know, thank you very much for putting up with us as we can continue to have fun, because that's what it's all about with us. We're just about having fun, right, Brado?
My bad. Sorry about that.
No bad at all. Hey, all things welcome here on Bill Martinez Live, because it reminds everybody that we are a live show, and we come to you live, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And I got to tell you, I want to make sure that you understand, Brad Canaba has been engineering our show the past year and been an absolute delight and an asset to the show. And I just so appreciate him, because it's so important, you know, when you do a show like this, the support that you know that is around you is absolutely key. And Brad keeps it all together. I mean, he glues all these disparate pieces that this crazy Mexican from time to time will come up with. And so he's hung in there and done really well. I mean, you know, you're not in therapy, although I got to tell you,
not yet.
I got to tell you, one time I had this guy, and I loved him. I mean, he was a really sweet man. And he told me one time, he goes, "Bill," he goes, "your show," he goes, "I almost had a heart attack." And I thought he was kidding. But he was really, you know, and then I found out he wasn't. I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, what?" You know, it's like, You know, and I laugh, and I don't mean to be disrespectful and cold about it, but it was just like, you know, I think that we try to, you know, try to have a good time and keep it flowing and that sort of thing. But I guess somehow he eventually kind of settled into things. But from day one, I mean, Brad, you've been right there, and I just you're awesome.
Well, you're making me blush over here.
I just so appreciate you. So if anybody in the family would say anything bad, just call me up. I'll straighten them out because you're the best. I appreciate it. Hey, time for Focus on the Families. Senior associate editor Adam Holtz is with us. I know he was with us last week because Bob Waliszewski's out full. Where's Bob at, Adam? Is he overseas somewhere? I mean, is he trying to follow Donald Trump or something? What's going on here?
He's in Shanghai.
Oh, Shanghai. Okay, close. So he's trying to Shanghai or Beijing. So he's trying to update the trade deal or something. Whatever.
You know, we sent him over there, and I hope that he can get it done for us.
Okay, well, hope so. Hey, we got a little bit of a reprieve though. Donald Trump and President Xi decided to play nice for about 90 days. I got to imagine the Wall Street and everybody and all the naysayers who thought that, you know, who's Donald Trump to go in and deal with trade when everybody else has been complaining about it? And he goes, hey, well, why don't you just fix it and quit complaining about it, right?
Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, as we do with all things Trump these days, you know, we got to get through all the fake news and the angst about him. And then we deal with reality and find out that, he's doing a great job and working as hard as he can and appreciate it. I mean, anybody who can work on 3 hours sleep. I mean, what are you? You're like 2.5 hours sleep, right, at night? Is that all? That's all you live by?
I'm right. I'm pretty much a straight six or so.
If I'm six,
I'm good. I'm in bed by 11. I'm usually up at 5. So
oh, I see.
That's
okay.
My normal schedule.
Yeah, when I was in high school and college, I was 3 hours. I didn't need more than three. It was just, to me, it was, people ask me, why don't you sleep longer? I said, to me, it's a waste of time. Of course, my doctors thought I was nuts, but that's all my body required. But now it's like, you know, I'll even take a 3 hour nap sometimes, you know. So
yeah,
things have changed a little bit. Hey, let's talk about what's coming on DVD. You're featuring on Focus on the Family's Plugged In, the Princess, you know, the Princess Switch, right?
Yeah, the Princess Switch, and this is actually a Netflix original movie. And if you've paid attention at all to Netflix, there's just more and more and more content. And these Christmas movies have been enormously popular. So we have been trying to pick up some of the new ones that have been streaming. Mm-hmm. And The Princess Switch is about a chef who decides to enter a competition in the magical and fictional country of Belgravia. Mm-hmm. Her name is Stacy. She goes over there, and she meets somebody named Lady Margaret, who is about to marry the prince. And it turns out Lady Margaret looks, well, exactly like her.
Go figure, huh?
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
So they both decide that there are things about their lives they're tired, you know, of dealing with, and they make a switch. It's mm-hmm. sort of like the Parent Trap, right. Only instead of you know, a little girl, we've got Vanessa Hudgens playing both of these roles. She of Disney fame. And, you know, this is as Christmas movies go, this is a really nice one. And I think that's the thing with Netflix's stuff, with the stuff on the Hallmark Channel, which we've been planning to review some of those, but they're actually really difficult to get a hold of if you don't watch them live.
Right.
You know, these are movies that they feel like a throwback. They feel like they're old-fashioned in many ways. They don't have much content. You know, there's a little magical Christmas stuff that goes on.
You're talking about Hallmark specifically?
Yeah, well, Hallmark, I'm talking about this one, too. I mean, they all follow a fairly similar template, and you get just a nice story. And this one is one in which the characters learn about truth and honor and being kind to each other. And, you know, I think if you're a cynical hipster, this is the kind of movie you just kind of roll your eyes at.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're somebody looking for an alternative to the cynical hipster stuff that's full of profanity and sexual content and violence, man, these movies are a nice reprieve.
Exactly.
This is a pretty sweet film. The ones on Hallmark, my family, my wife and my two daughters, not my son so much, they love them. And,
right.
And I think that there's something to be said for you know, the predictability that some people might scoff at, actually there's a sweetness in that.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm. and there's something to turn to. So of everything on Netflix right now that's streaming, there's plenty of junk on Netflix that you don't
I was gonna, I was going to say, lots of controversy. A lot of people are canceling Netflix subscriptions because of it. You know, they've got to figure this out because, you know, when they bring product like The Princess Switch and other things that are good, it's like, why do you got to delve into that other stuff? I mean, it's almost like it's calling for a special, you know, special channel. I mean, if Netflix wants to have that as a platform, don't mix it. You know, keep it separate because families are trying to do the best they can to make sure what comes to the household and the minds of their kids is filtered.
Yep, that's right. And so this is one of the better things that you could find there right now if you're looking for something nice and light and sweet. And, you know, I think there are one or two mild profanities. And, I mean, there's very little content here at all. There's just a smidgen of stuff. But really nice film.
On DVD now. Hey, let's talk about The Possession of Hannah Grace. You did a review on that.
This is not a nice film. This is a movie about a young woman who gets possessed. The exorcism fails. She dies, and she ends up in a morgue. And the movie is about her coming back to life in the morgue, and another young woman who's there working the night shift named Megan, who has to deal with the fact that this supposedly dead girl won't stay dead. You know, that's sort of the real short summary of it. It's got a ton of violent content, a little bit of sexual content, and spiritually we get the message that the devil's more powerful than God. So this is one that's like, if you really have to watch a possession movie, watch the Possession of Emily Rose from a number of years ago, which is based on a real case and really presents this issue and the issue of demonic possession from something much closer to a biblical perspective. But even that one is really scary, and this one's just not worth your time.
A little bit of overreach. Thank you very much, the creative elites, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the other day we touched on very briefly, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about, and that was The Green Book.
Yeah.
And I like the – I have not seen this yet. I've been wanting to. I'm trying to get a couple of minutes to go see it. I'm going to have to do – I just have to force myself and walk away from everything to go see it because this movie is calling out to me.
Yeah. Well, this is a movie about a guy in the 1960s based on a true story. It's set in 1962. And Dr. Don Shirley was a concert pianist who was also African-American. And in the early 60s, obviously, America was still very much in the throes of, I think, a different kind of racial conflict than we're seeing today. I mean, the hard segregation and just, you know, the country confronting this legacy of racism. And so he decides to take a concert tour of the Deep South. And he knows that he has fans there. He also knows that this is going to be a dangerous thing. And so he gets a guy played by Viggo Mortensen, and his name is Tony.
I love Viggo. Viggo Mortensen. I mean, I love the name. That's just says it all.
Exactly.
But he's got to be a Tony, though. He's got to be a Tony.
And Tony is his driver and kind of his bouncer, kind of keeps him out of trouble and is, you know, kind of the muscle, if you will. Uh-huh. And Tony's not a particularly valorous person. He's not a bad guy. But this is a story about their...
Well, he's a mercenary. Come on, right? He's a mercenary.
Yeah, no, that's probably a fairly accurate description. And Tony and Don learn about each other's worlds. And so this is a movie really about, you know, learning about somebody whose experience is very different than yours. It's earning lots of critical praise. Mm-hmm. It's got a fair bit of profanity, some violence. One scene in which Tony has to bail out Don when he's in a same-sex sort of tryst. And, you know, that's probably the biggest head slapper here in terms of content. It's not particularly explicit, but definitely that is suggested. So it's a really nice movie in some ways, but it's got enough content that you definitely want to check out our full review to know what you're getting into here.
Exactly. Well, Adam, we got to leave it there. We'll call it a wrap. Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.